You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Xcel Energy is offering the community a chance to keep an eye on peregrine falcons that have made their home at the Bayfront Power Plant in Ashland. Company officials say the falcons first began nesting at the power plant along Lake Superior in 2014 and have returned each year, with 35 new falcons hatching in the nests since then. This year, Xcel Energy has set up a live stream camera near the nests so residents can check out the falcons every time they come back. Officials say it's part of an ongoing commitment to promoting environmental education. A Duluth man has officially been charged after allegedly breaking into an apartment building, threatening tenants, and firing a gun. The incident occurred around midnight last Monday at the Suites Hotel in Canal Park. According to court documents, 42-year-old Benjamin Conway is facing five charges, including burglary, assault with a dangerous weapon, and threats of violence. He was also accused of stealing a fire extinguisher and pulling the fire alarm twice. Conway has a prior criminal conviction and is now facing up to 20 years in prison. The Rice Lake Speedway is planning to officially open for the season on Saturday. The facility has been undergoing some renovation projects in recent weeks, including redoing the track infield and moving clay to make the racing surface progressively banked. Racers will have a practice session on Wednesday or Thursday, depending on the weather, and the 73rd opener will be held on Saturday night with gates opening to spectators at 4 p.m. Saturday will also mark the second year of the Speedway under ownership of Colby and Dean Keel. A bipartisan bill proposed in the Wisconsin state legislature would provide farmers who use beneficial grazing practices with grant funding. The state Senate Agriculture Committee held a hearing on the bill earlier this month, and if passed into law, it would establish a pilot program to offer technical support and grants of up to $40,000 for farmers using managed grazing systems. The grazing practice moves cattle through smaller pastures in different areas, improving soil health and water quality, as well as decreasing soil erosion. Wisconsin Democrats are seeking to get big money out of campaigns with a statewide referendum. Lawmakers in the State Assembly and State Senate are reintroducing a resolution that would effectively overturn the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision by amending the state constitution. The decision allowed corporations to be treated like people in campaigns, increasing the amount of money they could contribute to their preferred candidates. If the bill makes it through the legislature, it would appear on the November 2026 ballot. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that they can help protect rare plants and endangered animals through their income tax forms. According to a press release, Wisconsinites can make a donation to the DNR's Endangered Resources Fund on their tax forms, with the donations being matched and going directly to conservation efforts. Officials say there are over 400 wildlife species and 300 plant species in the state that are either endangered, threatened, or seeing population decline. The Superior Public Library is among more than 30 across northern Wisconsin partnering for the Northern Waters Library Passport Program. The program is meant to help the libraries promote each other's offerings and encourage residents to travel to different areas of the state. Library goers will receive a stamp from each of the locations, and if they manage to visit at least 10 in total over the summer, they will be entered into a prize drawing. The program runs through September 2nd, and passports can be picked up at any of the participating libraries. Barron County Assistant District Attorney John O'Boyle has announced he will retire next month. According to a press release, O'Boyle joined the office in January of 2016 and spent nearly 10 years working as an assistant district attorney in Barron County. He had previously spent about 20 years as the elected district attorney in Pierce County. He will officially retire on May 2nd. Holly Rockow has been named as O'Boyle's replacement and will leave the Burnett County District Attorney's office to join the Barron County office on May 5th. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families are warning of potential child care closures if the legislature fails to invest in the Child Care Counts program. According to a press release on Thursday, the agency's Child Care Counts Stabilization Survey found that one quarter of the child care providers in the state are at risk of closing if the program does not continue when it expires this June. Access to child care has become a major issue across Wisconsin as higher costs and fewer locations force parents to leave the workforce. Wisconsin wildlife officials say bird flu is still spreading across the state and is estimated to have killed hundreds of wild birds over the last few months. According to Department of Natural Resources officials, there was a significant uptick in reports of sick and dead geese in multiple counties in December, as well as die-offs of geese and swans in January and February. The agency is also awaiting test results on samples taken from more than 70 dead sandhill cranes in recent weeks. They're asking residents to report groups of dead birds. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks win in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks beat the Pistons 140-133 in overtime. Doc Rivers on heading into the postseason with an 8-game winning streak.
I love winning going into the playoffs, but it doesn't. The break kind of ends that anyway. But I do think we have great confidence in each other. Our guys, you know, they like what we're doing. We have a lot of confidence, and I think that's the key going into the playoffs.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Diamondbacks 5-2. Pat Murphy says losing Saturday night in the bottom of the ninth probably stung more.
You know, the one last night maybe a little bit more, but, you know, we didn't have a very fresh pen. Hopefully, Freddie, he gave us all he had. I mean, obviously, you guys could see what you could see.
Golf, Rory McIlroy on winning his first Masters tournament.
To think that I'm up here wearing one of those green jackets is, honestly, it's a dream come true. Like, my dreams have been made today.
That's Rory McIlroy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There will be a large Hollywood presence at this year's Cannes, some people say Cannes, Film Festival. The eighth and final installment, supposedly, of the Mission Impossible franchise, Dead Reckoning Part 2, will premiere at Cannes. Tom Cruise is expected to attend. Spike Lee will also premiere his new film, Highest to Lowest, which stars Denzel Washington, that is according to Lee's Instagram account. Scarlett Johansson makes her directorial debut at Cannes as well with her film Eleanor the Great. Films by Wes Anderson, Richard Linklater, Ari Aster, Julia DeCurno, and Kelly Reichardt are considered the ones to watch for the prestigious Palme d'Or, which is French for Golden Palm. As far as film festivals with hard-to-pronounce names and words go, Cannes, or Cannes, is the most prestigious. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is adding a category to the Oscars. Starting in the year 2028, Best Stunt Design will be recognized as a category. The honor will be officially called the Academy Award for Achievement in Stunt Design. Movies released in 2027 will be eligible for the honor at the 100th Academy Awards ceremony. The late actor Chadwick Boseman was known for being committed to his craft. He was so committed, according to Black Panther director Ryan Coogler, that he talked with the T'Challa accent through the entire movie shoot. This is not that uncommon, but it did freak out Disney executives who visited the set. Coogler says he had to tell the executives not to panic and that Boseman was working. Coogler's new film, Sinners, opens in theaters April 18th. The other day, I reported that teenage boys were jumping and clapping during the Minecraft movie because they were having such a good time. Now they've taken it to idiot level and are starting to destroy theaters to show their approval of the film. According to the New York Post, teenagers have been throwing popcorn buckets and sodas, jumping on and breaking seats, vomiting, and getting into fights. Apparently, most of the pandemonium occurs during a viral chicken jockey scene. Now that I have your attention, this is a scene in the film where a baby zombie rides a chicken like a horse. In defense of teenagers, there are many who do not condone the behavior. Theater owners in New Jersey are banning the kids from seeing the movie unless they are accompanied by a parent, and even took to Facebook telling parents to do a better job teaching their kids manners. I really enjoyed some movies in my day, but none that have made me want to induce vomiting. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cold or cloudy, very windy with scattered rain likely today. Our high in the low to mid 40s. We may see a little snow mixing it at times, especially into this evening. Our low tonight, mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.